Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Shypedia Podcast. I'm your host, Marsha. And I always have such delightful people in the studio with me. And because it's Women's Month, I try to celebrate this as much as possible. And I have such an amazing, beautiful woman in the studio with me right now. I'm throwing out all types of compliments. Miss Naja Change. I love your name.
Thank you, Naja Change.
It's not just the first name. It's the last name that says a whole lot. She has an amazing beauty app that is about to sweep the world. This is an app that African-American women can resort to in order to get some tips and tricks and help guide us to some makeup. But I won't give the full scoop. I'll let Naja tell us all about the app. Naja, welcome to Shypedia, Chicago Media for the People.
Thank you.
Tell me about yourself. Yeah. How did we come across this app, Beautdentity?
Yeah, the app was kind of born at a place of necessity met my passion. I'm incredibly passionate about supporting Black-owned beauty businesses. I'm also constantly experimenting with hair and makeup. My hair is always changing every other week. People are like, I didn't even know that was you because your hair changed. I was looking for a resource that helped me find beauty businesses, Black-owned beauty businesses with products that work for my hair texture and my skin tone. And I just could not find like a one-stop shop that kind of had all that information that I was looking for. So when I couldn't find what I was looking for, I started to kind of just build the app, build the business, and just explore what that looked like. And that's kind of where it started.
And I admire this because actually I had thought, how come we don't have an app that just makes life easier for us? Mm-hmm. You know, as a Black woman, it's tough because we have to go through a lot to get beautiful sometimes, even though we're naturally beautiful.
Right.
Don't get me wrong, but we like to add on to that beauty. And back in the day, we would just go to maybe the pharmacy somewhere and pick up a magazine.
Yeah.
And that's what we had to look forward to. But now with all the technology, we were lacking this.
Yeah. You know, some of the other beauty resources, it seemed like there was only one influencer that was meant to represent a breadth of our skin tones and a breadth of our hair textures, but you can't just have one person to represent that. And so our app kind of delivers on that need by creating tutorials and swatch galleries that are customized by a range of our skin tones and a range of our hair textures. So if our users are looking for products from a Black-owned beauty brand, they can find the one that works just right for her.
Okay. Now, before we get into more about Beautdentity, how did all this start? What is it that you were doing prior to this?
Yeah, so prior to launching the app, I worked in advertising and worked on beauty brands. And so that was kind of like my professional background that lent to it. But I also just always had a passion for beauty. I think, you know, just kind of sitting in the bathroom while your mom's doing her makeup and her hair, that's a big inspiration. And for example, I love red lipstick now, and my mom loved red lipstick.
Yes.
And so it's kind of one of those things that you see all of the process that goes into it, and you find yourself embracing that more and more each day.
So as we know, we have Instagram and all the social media to try to figure out ways to expand on our beauty. But with this app, does it personalize? Like, are you able to take a picture of yourself and it kind of help you? Like if you're looking for makeup and it kind of sends you into the right direction, whether it's a MAC brand or are only these. And in fact, I'm sorry, because I'm all over the place right now because I'm loving this.
Okay.
You know, I have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Is it just catering towards African-American lines?
Yeah. So all of our retailers, our partner retailers, are either Black-owned retailers or they are retailers that sell Black-owned beauty brands.
Okay. So MAC will be a part of this lineup, something like that, right?
So MAC, we don't have MAC, but we do have other brands that are Black-owned. So some of our brands include like Unsun Cosmetics, which is a sunscreen line that's made for all skin tones, so you could put it on and it doesn't leave that ghostly cast like other sunscreens that aren't formulated for us are. But we do have Black-owned, Black-centric brands. So we have beauty supply stores that are Black-owned, and we also have brands that are just curated by Black entrepreneurs.
Okay. Yeah. So this takes me back to watching an episode from that show on Netflix with Killer Mike.
Oh, yes.
Yes, he would love this, I'm sure. Did you watch it?
I watched some of it. I watch a lot of the snippets, but I haven't gotten all the way into it yet.
Okay, so ladies, here's a challenge. You know, we always talk about supporting, you know, black businesses. Mm-hmm. And, you know, since we put so much money into beauty products, mm-hmm. this is a great way to keep it mm-hmm. circulating in our community.
Yes. Yeah.
And that was one of the ideas that you had.
Yeah.
Girl, you are a mastermind. Oh.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. And you know, I'm looking at you and everybody's gonna see the pictures later, but you're beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You know, you have your hair and like you said, you change it up a
yeah.
lot. But so when you're ready to change it up, you just gone over, you already know where the resources
yeah.
are at. So you know, just walk us through, you know, like if a woman come up to you and say, Naja, I need help. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you send them to the app, what's the first thing they need to do when they get on the app?
Yeah, so when you first get to the first screen on the app, you see different influencers and you can find an influencer who represents your beauty needs. So what your skin tone is, what your hair texture is, and then you can go on the app and find tutorials that that influencer creates with our partner brands. So you know, you can find that particular product and a style to try that week or that month mm-hmm. and execute that with that product and hairstyle.
And we have the option of updating just so people can mm-hmm. see our results. Is that something that comes along with it?
So we do that on our Instagram. Like people can okay. share their pictures with the hashtag Beautinity and we can feature people. We also ask people like what, you know, if they go out for brunch on Sunday to share their Beautinity look for brunch. So, you know, we try and make it occasion-based, but also
yeah.
just like results-based.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, just try and make it a community of sharing our shared experience.
I know, too, one of the challenges for us women, mm-hmm. we would go to the store and we will find a product that we love.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe some months down the line, mm-hmm. it's not in the stores
yeah.
no more.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
So this app helps
yes.
with that, you know.
Yeah, because you can always find it because you're usually going direct to the brand or you're going to
right.
retailers that specialize in our needs. So you don't have to worry about our products being relegated to less shelf space and not being able to find that product that works.
Okay. So on this app, and I need to put it on my phone, but we have makeup and beauty product reviews.
Yes.
We have beauty photos, which are featuring hairstyles.
Yeah, so we have a swatch gallery where people can see like
how they would look with certain mm-hmm. hairstyles?
With certain like cosmetic products. So
okay.
like how this eyeshadow looks on your skin tone. And then we have tutorials with end result hairstyles and then also like the process, the step-by-step to how to get to that end result.
Really?
Yeah.
I need that in my life. You know, because we don't always want to have to go out and pay other people to do it for
yeah.
us too.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. All right, so we have the photos for the hairstyles, the step-by-step tutorial videos, daily beauty editorial mm-hmm. stories.
Yeah, so on Instagram, we usually update on a day-to-day basis with posts, quotes, just all the authentic moments around our hair and our beauty, the funny moments, the moments where you ask friends about stuff. So really just kind of capturing those authentic conversations that you have with your friends or on Twitter or whatever and on Instagram and just really capturing those authentic moments.
Okay. I'm seeing here some of the brands that I have never heard of some of these. You know, I'm learning something new. Unsun mm-hmm. Cosmetics, you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
A polishing company, Melanin Gold Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we love that already.
Yeah.
Get Sassy Beauty Supply and Strands of Fake.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is good.
And we've just added two additional brands. We added Fixate Cosmetics and Immaculate Minx. So those are lashes.
Eyelashes. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm just going back to, I'm thinking of a TLC, the old TLC song. I'm like, nah, we could be beautiful. We could, you know, it could be accommodating for us.
Yes.
So I know that this is targeted towards African-American women,
mm-hmm.
but list all the categories that they will fall under, the type mm-hmm. of women that may use this app, mm-hmm. or it would be great for, like myself. I'm mm-hmm. a mom,
right?
You know, mm-hmm. and we fall off a lot of times. I'm not gonna say sometimes, a lot of times, mm-hmm. because of the fact that we have kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have influencers who kind of are across the different stages of life. So we have an influencer who's a mom. We have an influencer who's in college. We have an influencer who's also works in advertising. So it's kind of like we want to make sure that not only can our users find people who they can relate to and align to as far as beauty needs, but also life and yes. and kind of build those relationships with the influencers and keeping in touch with them and their personalities and kind of finding that commonality as well.
What's your favorite part about this app? Of course, all of it, but yeah.
Yeah. I always, you know, it's kind of funny because it's like, when you become an entrepreneur, you're like, oh, I'm just going to launch and it'll be like easy after that. But I feel like kind of like Mekhi Phifer when he's like, I love the hustle. Like, I can't leave it alone. I just love it so much. I think the thing that drives me the most is like what it means for me to be a Black woman in tech and what that means as far as visibility and representation. I was talking to someone the other day and I was saying it took me a long time to feel like I could say I'm in tech. Like, I always felt like you get to the point you're always working towards being part of tech, where you just embrace that idea, I'm working towards it. But then when it comes time to embrace it, it's like you're reluctant to embrace it because yes. it's easier when you see a lot of reflections of yourself in the industry. But when you don't, it's like you feel like, is this something I can own? And yeah. I'm becoming more and more comfortable with that. I think it's a journey of self,
yeah.
In addition to just being a journey of representation.
Mm-hmm. Building that confidence.
Yeah, you know, I think that often when you seek more like traditional routes of like, you know, you get go to school, get a job, like that's something that's easily embraced. But then entrepreneurship is like, I have to invest in myself now. Like, I'm scared to do that.
Yeah.
So,
you know. Yeah, it's not an easy thing to do. Mm-hmm. Just stepping out. What type of job were you doing prior to this?
Yeah. So I worked in advertising. I was okay. an account executive for beauty brands. So that was
you were somewhat in the same industry, but now you're stepping out and doing this for
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I had the question, what would actually make a woman, especially in these type of industries, whether it's media or like yourself, mm-hmm. what would make a woman step out and become an entrepreneur? What mm-hmm. drives us there?
I just think that sometimes you think that there's a little bit more of a nimbleness that can kind of happen when
it's
just
like a fulfillment.
It's a passion. It's a personal passion thing. But also I think that different environments facilitate a different like kind of nimbleness. Uh-huh. And so when it's just like you can kind of, it's like gritty, like you kind of just can like go out and do it.
Uh-huh.
And then in just different settings, it maybe you don't, because of the way it's structured, you can't go out and do it in the same way.
Right.
And also it got to a point where it was like, if I don't do this, I'm going to be upset with myself. It was more so like a personal thing. Like before is like, I don't feel like I'm qualified to like really do it like earlier.
Uh-huh.
And then like, as you mature and you gain more experience and, you know, more
because you're doing it for somebody else.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Why not? You have all the skills
right.
that it take.
Right.
And now you could do it yourself.
Yeah.
Work at your own pace, mm-hmm. make your own money.
Yep.
And now is the time to do it. Now I'm seeing a lot of African American women mm-hmm. stepping into the technical world mm-hmm. of creating apps that are catering to their own.
Yeah.
How would you define beauty?
I think beauty is all about really knowing who you are and finding ways to express that without words, through the way you present yourself to the world with your hair, your makeup. I often feel like how I look fluctuates with how I feel.
Yes.
And being true to that and unapologetic about it.
Mm-hmm. So with this name, you put together beauty and identity.
Mm-hmm.
And so describe that.
Yeah. So it kind of came from a place of wanting the app to be a place where we as Black women can celebrate celebrate the beauty of our identity through shopping Black-owned beauty brands, but also kind of picking up on the app's characteristic of being customized by skin tone and hair texture. So it's like we're celebrating the breadth of who we are all as Black women, but also that we have content for you and your unique aspects of your beauty identity.
All right. So what's next for Naja?
I think, you know, for the app, I guess I'll start there. Just expanding on the brands that we're working with, getting more and more Black-owned beauty brands on the app. Also, just trying to make sure that the blessing of this business, I can always use it to be a blessing to someone else. So just now, I always think of your purpose as like what you're good at, but also like how you can be helpful. So always thinking about ways to boost the visibility of Black people in tech, but also to create more inroads and opportunities, because I always think the difference between you being in and out of an industry is if someone reached out to you. So
that's right. Yeah. Any advice that you would give to young girls who's listening to you right now?
Yeah, there's a quote that's been really resonating with me a lot lately, and it is, look for the things you see in the world that no one else sees, and that's your talent. So I think often, like when you first start your professional career, you're always trying to emulate the other person who's highly celebrated within the workplace, but understanding that your focus shouldn't be on emulating them, it should be figuring out what are the things you see and what can you add that no one else sees, and really honing that talent and finding your unique voice in the space.
Tell us where to go to find it in Instagram and all of that.
Yeah, so to download the app, you can visit beautdentity.com, BEAUDENTITY.com. And then to stay up to date on the latest and greatest on the app, you can follow us on Instagram at beautdentity. I wanna go to beautiful.